on in podcast land. And welcome back to the Front Row Podcast, the podcast for people who actually like movies, here on NPRIllinois.org. And another San Diego Comic-Con update. This day we are going to be looking at Friday, the second day of Comic-Con International out there in San Diego for 2019. Of course, we're going to be bringing you these every single day to make sure that you don't miss out on any of the latest news. And of course, if you want to see all of this stuff as it is breaking, not just my reactions to it, follow us on Facebook/The Front Row Network, and you will be sure to see all of the news as soon as it hits. So another packed day at San Diego Comic-Con. Started out very, very easily with a couple of different panels, but they started off the day with a big bang because they had the Avengers Endgame stuff going on, and that was a panel by the screenwriters Christopher Marcus and Stephen McFeely, and then followed up by a Q&A session with the directors of Infinity War and Endgame, the Russo brothers, Joe and Anthony Russo. Some really, really awesome stuff that came out of this panel. Marcus and McFeely took a bunch of questions. They brought pictures of their writing board, their master writing board, while they were writing Endgame. They schematicked out like where all the Infinity Stones were at certain points in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so they could try and figure out exactly how to do the time heist aspect of Endgame. And you know, them and the Russo brothers gave a lot of revelations about stuff that didn't get into the film. The Russo brothers specifically, though, the way their panel was done was very, very funny, because they had the Avengers actors themselves calling in with video calls and such, giving them questions. Paul Rudd asking who the best Paul of the MCU is, obviously an ape on the Chris's of the MCU, and then also asking which Chris had the best ass because of, you know, America's ass in the Endgame movie. But a few of the great things that really came out was just a couple of the deleted scenes that stood out to me. Because Marcus and McFeely said that in Infinity War, there was a scene where in the battle on Titan, Doctor Strange actually projects into Thanos' mind and sees some flashbacks of when Thanos was judged by the Living Tribunal, which, if you know the comic books, is a big part of the Infinity Saga. It would have been a really, really cool visual there. I'm hoping that with some collector's editions, maybe a Phase 3, that we get some of these things. But probably the darkest stuff that came out of that, of these two panels, is that they said that there was a deleted sequence where Thanos, once he learns of the time heist happening, 2014 Thanos actually goes to Earth, decimates and kills all of the Avengers from 2014, and then comes into the future like normal and brings 2014 Captain America's decapitated head with him to throw at 2023 Captain America's feet as a taunt of sorts. So that's nice. That's fun. Now, obviously, they cut that because they thought it would be a little too dark. Yeah, no kidding, guys. But look, there's a link on our Facebook page that gives a full breakdown of everything that they were talking about in these panels. The Russo brothers announced their next project, Cherry, with Tom Holland. They've also got a ton of stuff that they're producing through their movie studio. You know, they asked the question if they would ever come back to Marvel, specifically asking about a Secret Wars movie, and of course they left the door open, but they said, you know, for now our time with Marvel is done, but you know, never say never. We love Secret Wars, maybe that would be something. So very, very cool stuff there from the Marvel ahead of the Marvel Studios panel that is actually going to be happening today. The other big chunk of news came from the Walking Dead panel, which they debuted their season 10 trailer, and they also confirmed that season 10 will be Danai Gurira's last as Michonne on the show. Now, they did not give any details about how she will be leaving the show, whether it's you know, a ride off into the sunset or a death of some kind, but season 10 is going to be Danai Gurira's last season on The Walking Dead. And very, very interesting, because, you know, she's obviously got the Black Panther franchise, and, you know, who knows what the MCU is going to be looking like going forward in Phase 4. Who knows, maybe her general character is going to play a big part in, you know, the MCU post Endgame. So very interesting stuff there. And then they also debuted a very brief graphic design teaser for the Walking Dead movie that they're going to be releasing in theaters in 2020. And this is the movie that will feature the return of Andrew Lincoln's Rick Grimes character. Very interesting stuff. We didn't get any more details about what that movie is going to entail, when it's going to happen, who else will be in it, but it is confirmed that it is going to be released in theaters and that Andrew Lincoln will be returning to it. The rest of the stuff was a lot of television. Probably the biggest superhero news from it was that Brandon Routh, who is, of course, the character of Ray Palmer on Legends of Tomorrow in the CW Arrowverse, he is going to be reprising his role as Superman in the Arrowverse Crisis crossover this year. And that's going to be so interesting because, of course, we already have a Superman actor in the Arrowverse. Tyler Hoechlin plays him in the Supergirl. He occasionally drops in on Supergirl, and he's been in a few of the crossovers as well. It's very, very interesting here because apparently both Hoechlin and Routh are going to be playing Superman in this Arrowverse Crisis crossover. Now, of course, Brandon Routh played Superman. This was his first big role in Bryan Singer's 2006 film Superman Returns. That did not get the critical or box office response either of them were looking for, and Routh kind of faded into the background until he got this Arrowverse renaissance of sorts. So it's going to be very interesting. Now, they said that he's also going to be playing Ray Palmer in this Crisis crossover, so he's going to be pulling double duty in this. So I'm very, very interested to see what they're going to do with this. I actually really liked Brandon Routh's iteration of Superman, so this is going to be very, very, very interesting. I'm very much looking forward to this. On the surprise TV side of things, the Veronica Mars panel happened, and Kristen Bell decided to give everyone a little surprise in that this new season on Hulu dropped yesterday. It was supposed to come out the week after the Comic-Con panel, but she said, hey, why don't you go to Hulu now? And boom, there it is. So a surprise drop of Veronica Mars' season on Hulu. A really, really fun little thing there. But some other trailers that dropped. Amazon dropped their Carnival Row trailer starring Orlando Bloom and Cara Delevingne. This is a kind of supernatural boardwalk empire-y time frame type of stuff. It looks like there's a lot of supernatural fantasy elements that are going on here. I encourage all of you to go watch the trailer and tell me what you think of it, because I'm a little on the fence about it. But, you know, maybe I'll watch it, maybe I won't. But then there were two big trailers that came out that I'm excited for. One is the Creepshow show on Shudder that dropped. They dropped their trailer. And this is, of course, based on the Stephen King, George Romero movie from the 1980s. And it looks like they're turning it into a very good anthology series. And I'm very, very excited for this personally. Of course, being a horror film guy. But it looks like they're really putting a lot of budget into it. And it looks like they're really bringing that comic book feel of the original to life. I think that the trailer looks really good, really creepy. They've got some good A-list talent. Tobin Bell from Jigsaw, from Saw is in there. You know, I think, and there was a couple of other pretty big time actors that I spotted there. So, you know, go and check that one out as well. But obviously the biggest TV trailer of the day was Netflix's The Witcher. Now, of course, this is based on the very popular series of video games. This about a land, a fantasy land where there are these bounty hunters of sorts that hunt down magical creatures called witchers. This one, Geralt is his name. He is played by Henry Cavill. And, you know, this looks like it's, if I had to guess, it looks like they are really, really going to try to fill that Game of Thrones void here. Now, they're putting a lot more supernatural into this than what Game of Thrones had, even though that clear supernatural elements to Game of Thrones. But, you know, this one, of course, has a big, rich video game history to run off of here. I thought Henry Cavill looked great. I've always been a Henry Cavill fan. I love his iteration of Superman. And, you know, I just think that this is something that is it has a lot of potential for Netflix, I think. Again, now that Game of Thrones is over, people are going to be looking for that fantasy element show to kind of fill that void. And I think that Netflix is on to something here with The Witcher. I think this could really be there. And, of course, Henry Cavill said himself that it will contain plenty of blood, guts, and sex. So you know that it's going for that in terms of the Game of Thrones comparisons there. So that is going to be it for this recap of Friday there. So a lot of stuff that came down. And again, go to our Facebook page / the Front Row Network to make sure that you see all of this. Looking forward to Saturday. Obviously, it is the big day. Comic-Con always has a ton of stuff coming out on Saturday. It is the day of the most trailer drops. But unfortunately, this year, many of the movie studios have skipped. Warner Brothers is not coming. Universal is not coming. They, you know, for whatever reason, they decided not to bring here. So pretty much the day is set for two huge panels in Hall H. One is the after the Star Trek Universe panel, where we expect to get a lot of information and probably a first full trailer for Picard, starring Patrick Stewart, of course, reprising his role as Next Generation Enterprise Captain Jean-Luc Picard. But of course, the big one is right there at 5:15 Pacific Time, 7:15 here in the Central Time Zone. Marvel Studios taking to the stage for another Hall H presentation. So many things that could be happening here. You know, is it going to be an El Capitan type of presentation where they lay out Phase 4? Is it going to be a Shang-Chi casting announcement? Is it going to be a trailer for Black Widow that's been shooting so far? Is it going to be release dates for the Fantastic Four, for the X-Men? So many different things that they could be bringing to this. And, you know, it's really wide open there. And what I'm really personally hoping for with this panel, though, I'm hoping that we get one last reunion, one last group session with the original Avengers. I want to see those six back on stage where it all began, and kind of giving the fans a good final send-off of that, and also just relive the glory of Endgame. And, hey, you know what? If all you people out there at Comic-Con just go see Endgame one more time, maybe we can get it over the hump with trying to beat Avatar. And then also, just because we love him, Kevin Smith will be in his typical Hall H after Marvel Studios slot at 7:15 Pacific Time. So we will bring you all of those and everything else that's going to be dropping here on Saturday. But for now, this has been your Day 2 Friday recap of Comic-Con San Diego 2019. For the Front Row Network and NPR Illinois, I'm Jeremy Gechner, and as always, we will see you in the front row.